There's something you should know about Tatbir. Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Holy Prophet, made the greatest of sacrifices on the day of Ashura to preserve the pure teachings of Islam. As Muslims, it's vital that we honor that great sacrifice.
Amen to that.
It would be a tremendous shame if instead of clearing up confusions, we added to them through our irresponsible behavior.
Couldn't agree with you more, lad.
So what are we gonna do about it?
Get blades and cut ourselves to ribbons.
I think you missed the point. Every year, some Muslims carry out blood rituals known as tatbir or khamazani, cutting oneself with chains or blades so that blood flows from the head or the body in remembrance of Imam Hussein. Now, there's no doubt that the heavy majority of people who do this have the utmost love for Imam Hussein. After all, it ain't easy to just start cutting yourself. These feelings and intentions are genuine and pure in many cases. And this love, passion, and regard for the infallible Imams is absolutely genuine, inshallah. The sorrowful, painful, and tragic event of Karbala calls for extraordinary expressions of mourning. And this is exactly what some of our predecessors decided to do through the ritual of bloodletting. But we have to ask the question, is there no better way to express the love one has for Imam Hussein, which the Ahlul Bayt themselves have recommended for us? Like reciting poetry, wearing black, weeping, and rituals that do not deter people from Islam, the Holy Quran, and the Ahlul Bayt. Ayatollah Makarem suggests that donating blood to blood banks is a much more effective way of showing our love for humanity and Imam Hussein. He says, I would like to kiss the hand of the one performing this action, take the sword out of his hand and tell him, dear brother, this issue of Qamar today, and it must be acknowledged that it may have been different in the past, and some scholars may have said some things in regards to it, but today it is harmful to the reputation of Islam and the Shia faith. I will kiss your hand and I will have a blood bank made ready. Go and give your blood there. Through your blood, save the life of a Muslim.
Ah,
but here's the biscuit. Did the Ahlul Bayt, the 12 Imams, or the Holy Prophet ever practice tatbir? No. Yet some Muslims will insist that they simply must do Qamazani or blood matam, as though their love for Islam and Imam Hussein is incomplete without it. But this practice has got nothing to do with Islam or Imam Hussein. In fact, for an entire millennium after the events of Karbala, no such bloodletting rituals existed in the history of Shia Islam. The flagellations were introduced only in the 19th century. The use of chains and swords for flagellation was initiated by people not well versed in the rules of the Sharia.
Nah, you don't say.
Blood is one of the substances which Islamic law considers as najis, or impure. In other words, nasty. Here's a list of dangerous pathogens that are carried in the blood. But the bottom line is, tatbir has no basis in either the Quran or the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt.
No arguments in the ahadith. What about Uwais al-Qarni?
Oh, you mean the highly questionable hadith where a man named Uwais al-Qarni heard that the Holy Prophet had broken his teeth in the Battle of Uhud. So Uwais al-Qarni picked up a rock and smashed his own teeth out of love for the Holy Prophet, which is narrated in these two books.
Hey, that one.
Not only is this hadith not quoted from Shia sources, it's also not found in any of the earlier historical works of the Sunnis. Furthermore, did you know that some Shia sources narrate that the Holy Prophet never broke his teeth in the first place? When asked about this, the fifth holy Imam, Imam al-Baqir, said, no, by Allah, Allah always protected him. Also, was Uwais al-Qarni of the Ahlul Bayt that we can apply his example on our own lives?
What about Lady Zainab then? Is she not of the Ahlul Bayt?
To justify tatbir, some people use, quite irresponsibly, a hadith narrated in Bihar al-Anwar, where it says in the aftermath of the events of Karbala, Lady Zainab hit her head on a pole and bled.
Hey, that one.
Well, due to its scarcity in the books of history, the fact that there is no record that she ever repeated the act, not to mention the fact that it's not normally possible to make one's head bleed by hitting it on a pole, unless severe force is applied or sharp edges are used. Even today's blood flagellators use blades to make their heads bleed. Oh, and it has a weak chain of narrators. Here's a list of scholars that will concur to that. And even if this hadith was reliable, let's say for the sake of argument that it is, had Sayyidah Zainab carried out this action as a pre-planned ritual done on a yearly basis, the way that today's tatbir rites are carried out, maybe there'd be an argument. But she didn't. It was a spontaneous reaction to the heart-rendering ordeal.
But today you see people doing it year in, year out, as though it's the sunnah of the Prophet.
Also, was it done with swords, blades, and chains the way it's done today? Or was it done with, apparently, a pole?
Shouldn't you be doing it with a pole too then?
Or perhaps a rock, the way that Awais al-Qarni apparently did it?
Where did swords and blades come into the picture?
Here's what some of our great scholars have said. Blood martyrdom in its present form does not have a rational or religious basis. It is a clear instance of deviation. This action has not been mentioned anywhere in the Holy Sharia. Not only that, but in any case, it causes damage and becomes a source of mockery for the others. It is haram. Reviving Husseini traditions is mustahab, but one is not allowed to harm the body. Avoid wounds and the flowing of blood. If such actions bring about disrepute for the religion, then they are forbidden. But have you ever seen a person who has had something bad happen to their most loved ones hit themselves on the head with a sword until blood flows down? How is this action considered mourning? And yet, people are hell-bent on trying to prove that takbir has anything to do with the religion.
First you stop takbir, then you stop other things like prayers. What about crying for Imam Hussein? You got a problem with that too? What happens when prayers start harming the noble reputation of the faith?
Well, prayers have a strong basis in both the Quran and the Ahadith. The Ahlul Bayt struggled for prayers, and some might even say that Imam Hussein gave his life for prayers.
Right.
Also, are you really going to compare shedding tears to shedding your own blood? You can't see the difference?
No, they're the same.
Okay.
We've been doing takbir for years, and no one's gonna stop us expressing our love in our own way.
The Holy Quran states, when it is said to them, follow what Allah has revealed, they say, nay, we follow what we found our fathers upon. What? And though their fathers had no sense at all, nor did they know the right way. Remember that every day is Ashura and every land is Karbala. Don't forget to share and stay tuned, inshallah.